We are reading out of the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 3, page 126, item 1. You can ask questions in Kab.tv. Relevant questions will be aired. Study of the Ten Sefirot, first volume, part 3, item 1. Explains how Malchut and Atzilut came down and became the Keter of Olam of Bria. The Ten Sefirot, which are clothed in the direct light, they are extended by the Masach in the Zivug Daka to the last Prina of the upper world, which is Malchut de Malchut, which descends and becomes Atik in the lower world. And it does not extend by the reflected light in the Masach, rather it goes through the Masach and descends. Again, two Bchinot descend from the upper world to the lower world. A, 10 Sefirot of the direct light, clothed in the reflected light, which expand by the Masach in Zivug Daka. B, the last Bchina of the upper Olam, upper world, which is Malchut de Malchut, which descends and becomes Atik in the lower world, Olam. It does not expand by the reflected light in the Masach, but breaches the Masach and descends. Item 1. I have found that Rabbi Gdalia wrote that the upper three of the Vav Tzavot de Arichanpin de Bria, which are Chagat, remained bare without hitlabshut, clothing, these three are regarded as a masach. It means this. We have explained that each of these three worlds has one masach. However, when the image of all the lights of Atzilut passed inside the Masach between Atzilut and Bria to create corresponding ten Sefirot of Bria, they did not breach that Masach and passed in it, but only their light passed through that Masach, and all ten Sefirot of Bria were engraved. These upper three of Arichanpin of Bria, which are Chagat, also pass through the Masach and do not breach the Masach. They are only diminishing light, that some of which passes through the Masach. However, that point of Malchut de Atzilut that came down to clothe these guard de Arichanpin is the light of Malchut de Atzilut itself. Hence, she breaks and breaches the Masach itself and descends and clothes Gar de Arichanpin.
There's a problem here. Let's say there's an upper degree. Ten Sefirot. Yeah. How can Ten Sefirot, which is, let's say, in the world of Insof, and there was a restriction on them, and later a decision that the guest wants to bestow back towards the host as much as possible. He restricted himself and is going to bestow to the host. How is this possible? He needs to give something back to him. I can give back to him by receiving from him, but with the intention in order to bestow. Because if he loves me, as much as I receive from him in order to bring him contentment, it's called that I'm giving him. So I build now this action. How do I build it? I take my desire, I measure within the desire how much I am capable to receive in order to bestow, and do. Let's say I received a certain portion, and I built in such a way my action. So the world of Insof is what the Creator gave me. The world of restriction is that I restricted the whole world of Insof. Then comes the first partsuf, meaning the first action of mine, meaning as much as I could receive in order to, I received in order to bestow. How? From this first action of mine, from this first action, how can I build the second action? From my desire, how do I give birth to the desire of the lower partsuf, meaning of my second partsuf, and the light and all other things? This is what he's about to explain. How from the upper partsuf, from Malchut of the upper, is the lower partsuf created? Who's the light that fills the upper partsuf? How does the light come to the lower partsuf? Meaning, we're talking about what action that the upper action, how it continues or gives to the lower and action and gives birth to it. Meaning she is towards the lower degree as the creator towards the creatures. How is this upper partsuf, meaning how is my action here, which I have done, and it's actually the I towards the creator, how does this I now birth from itself the next action? It's not simple. It's not simple because I need to, in doing so, connect with the Creator. I need to know how I give birth from myself to the creature. Why don't you read it again? And then there's a lot of things here.
Arim 1. I found that Rabbi Gedalia wrote that the upper three of the Vav Ktzavot, six edges, the Arich Anpin de Bria, which are Chagat, remained bare without itlapshut, clothing. These three are regarded as Masach. It means, we have explained that each of these three walls has one Masach. However, when the Masach between Atzilut of Bria, when the image of all the lights of Atzilut pass through it to make corresponding 10 Sefirot of Bria, they did not breach that Masach and pass through it, only their light passed through that Masach, and all 10 Sefirot of Bria were engraved in it. Thus, the upper three of Arich Anpin de Bria, which are Chagat, also pass through the Masach and do not breach the Masach. They are only light which diminishes, and some of it passes through the Masach. However, that point of Malchut Atzilut that came down to clothe this guard, the Arich Anpin, is the light itself of Malchut Atzilut. Hence, she breaks and breaches the Masach itself and descends and closes guard at the Arich Anpin. Inner light, item 1, relates to the three first of the Vav Ktzavot, six edges of, because the three first of the six edges of Arich de Bria.
10
All 10 Sefirot de Bria are in the level of the light of Bina, even Keter and Chochma. Since the level of Bina de Atzilut closes Chagat de Arich Anpin, Bria can never be extended from it, but only its Chagat Nehim, which are its Vak. Hence, Chagat de Arich Anpin de Bria are regarded as Gar de Arich Anpin in that place.
meaning what Bria receives, she receives through Chagat and Arkhanpin of Atzilut, and downwards. Of course, it's from the lowering of those degrees.
To relate to revealed without clothing. The Rosh of every Partsuf does not clothe its lower Partsuf.
There never is such a thing. What does this mean? That we can never understand exactly, and not even just exactly, not actions, not intentions or thoughts of the lower. This is called the lower Partsuf is clothed on the upper one, meaning it can identify his actions, but not all, and also not all of them. But the intentions, the thoughts, the reasons of the upper, never. We don't even imagine to ourselves how much that is unattainable of the lower one.
Again, too, the Rosh of every Partsuf does not clothe its lower Partsuf, because the clothing of the Tachton, of the lower one, begins from Pe, the Rosh of the upper one, down. Since Chagat de Arich Anpin, Arosh, they are exposed without itlapshut.
Meaning, of course, they're clothed upon them, Abba and Ima Ilain, and Chagat de Arich Anpin, but they don't spread downwards. Only your suit, which clothes Nehi of Arich Anpin, clothes downwards, spreads downwards. Gimen.
3. Relates they did not breach that Masach and passed through it. 3. Breaching implies an overpowering of the light on the Gvul, on the border in the Masach, which does not watch over the force of detainment in it. It breaks, passes, and shines below the Masach as well. You should well remember what we have explained above regarding the Haka'ah, the striking of the upper light on the Masach. The Masach stops the expanding upper light from reaching below its Gvul and brings it back to its place, as the words of the Ari. However, a certain part of that upper light broke through and did not return backwards. Instead, it descended below the Masach and illuminated there, which is like breaking a hole in the goof of the Masach, reaching downward through it. However, it is nothing like making a corporeal, physical, and tangible hole. It is only about trespassing. It is so because the Masach limits the light, as known. Some of the upper light, which the Masach did not detain, is considered to have breached the Masach, meaning its Gvul, border, and detainment, and passed from the Masach downward too. That part which breached the Gvul of the Masach and went below is called Malchut de Malchut, of the upper degree, or the point of Malchut of the upper one.
There's here a matter, a very special matter. Every light there is the light of itself. It doesn't have any color. It doesn't have properties. It doesn't have anything. Rather, the kli which is filled with this light takes from this light something special according to the qualities of the kli. Like glass that has a certain color. So we see that these colors come through this glass and these other colors don't come through the glass, and that's why we see a colorful glass. It's the light that's coming through it that is being colored in a specific color. In the 10 Sefirot, we have Naran Chai. It's 5 Sefirot all in all that have Naran Chai lights. And the light is actually the light of En Sof. There are no boundaries. It's simply without any discernment. It has everything in it on one hand, and on the other hand, there's nothing in it. Rather, the Kli just takes out of it all sorts of discernments. So, let's say in the world of Atzilut, there's Naran Chai and the Kilim of Kachav Zon of Atzilut. In what light and form does it need to move from the world of Atzilut to the world of Bria? Nefesh de Nefesh of Atzilut? No. The light of En Sof needs to go through. What type of En Sof can there be after the world of Atzilut, which already received there all sorts of colors upon itself? How does the light that was in Atzilut again become the light of En Sof and enters the world of Bia as the light of En Sof, which is associated with the world of Bria, of course, but once again, as the light of En Sof. We have such phenomena already in physics today. It's a little easier for us to understand that the light goes through, it exists in the world of Atzilut, according to the Kilim of Atzilut, it is revealed, and later moves on to the world of Bria as the light of En Sof, meaning when it exits Atzilut and enters Bria, meaning between this one and the other, between these two worlds, it becomes again the light of En Sof. It's a little difficult for us here to explain, and this and other phenomena he wants to explain to us here. Please.
Hence, we should make two discernments in the above zivuk da'aka'a. The first is that the masach overcame the light and pushed it back to its place, which made the reflected light a levush, a clothing, over the four bechinot in the upper light from below upward. In that manner, Malchut expanded to 10 sefirot from her and within her, from the Masach downward. In a way that the entire 10 Sefirot that came from the Masach upward sparkled with the illumination from the Masach downward too, and thus imprinted their sample there from above downward. This is the first discernment in the Zivug Da'aka'a. The second discernment is that that part of the upper light that broke and breached the Masach and passed under the Masach without the help of the Or Chozer, reflected light, but in the form of his own Atzmut, own essence. This part is called the point of Malchut of the Upper One, or Malchut de Malchut of the Upper One, which breached the Gvul border and did not mind the force of the determined in the Masach. You should thoroughly understand that with respect to that point, the Masach is considered as not existing in the reality at all. This is why the Ari made the precision of saying that she breaks and not breaches the Masach. You will understand the rest of the Ari's words according to the above two discernments.
Meaning there's a part that moves from Partsuf to Partsuf in an orderly manner, and there's a part that breaks through and enters from Partsuf to Partsuf as if there are no boundaries. Well, as he says, we are yet to understand this. Item 4.
4 relates to clothing gar of Ari Chanpin. 4. Meaning, in Chagat de Ari Chanpin, which are his gar, because this Ari Chanpin de Bria has only Vak, meaning only Chagat Nehi, and thus his Chagat are his gar. You should understand here that that point of Malchut, the Atzilut, that breached and passed from the Masach downward, as in the second discernment, is the Ein Sof that is referred as Tohu above, which has from the Bechina of Ein Sof, but not a single Bechina of the four Bechinot Chubtum. Instead, the four Bechinot are contained in it in potential, not in fact. This Gar de Arichanpin, that the point of the upper light, of the upper one, clothed in, they come from the first discernment, called Bohu, and contain four roots of four Bechinot Chubtum in actual fact. Meaning, by the clothing of the Or Chozer, which are actual Kelim, and remember that.
Questions? Yes.
I have a problem when we're studying these materials. And it's, first of all, every single word that was discussed and studied here, and every word that you used in your explanation, I have no emotional contact with, and I feel it has nothing to do with me at all.
Kol mila. כל מילה שבקשותה קראנו פה בטקסטים האלה וכל מילה שהשתמשת בה כדי להסביר אני מרגיש שאין לי שום קשר רגשי איתה בכלל.
And you say that's fine, you know, the light that reforms comes and it's influencing me and it's going to change, just kind of be patient and let the text work on you.
ואתה אומר שזה בסדר כי האור המקיף יבוא יעשה בנו שינוי לתת לא לעבוד והטקסט כבר ישפיע עליך וישנה אותך.
And my question is
רגע
wait My question is, wait, before the questions. First of all, I have a question to you. What are you so impressed by not understanding any word? Of course you don't understand any word, because you're not in the world that these words are talking about. Of course you don't understand anything. Do you know Arichanpin? The ten Sfirot, the five lights, the Partsufim, Atik Archanpin, Abayim, Zon, no. So why are you saying that I don't understand anything? In this world, if such words were told to you, let's say these words are associated not with the upper world, but to this world. You would ask, what is this? I don't know what this is at all. What are you talking about? The same thing here, because you don't know these discernments, that these words, these lists are aimed towards. Of course. So why is it a wonder? Why are you saying, I have no emotional connection to all the words that I just read? Of course, because it's Gar of Atzilut that you're being talked about a world that you're 1,000 light years from. So it's very good that you at least understand that you are not, you don't belong to this yet. So.
That's not the problem. I understand that. We're clear on that.
That's not a problem. I think it's actually a very big problem.
My question is about the approach towards studying.
Okay.
So,
please.
When you tell me that, okay, you're not in these worlds, but and that's clear, and you're not going to, so don't worry about understanding it, but focus on the light that reforms, let that change you, and you'll enter the stage. You'll start to feel it.
אומר לי שאני באמת לא נמצא בעולם הזה, אין לי מה לנסות להבין את מה שהוא מדבר עליו, אלא אני צריך להתמקד באור המחזיר למותר, והוא זה שישנה אותי.
נכון.
And
right.
So I don't feel that there's a light that reforms that will that this is actually real. You, I have to believe you that oh yes, שמחזיר
למותר, שזה באמת אמיתי ונכון, אני צריך להאמין לך שכנראה שכן יש דבר כזה.
אור מקיף, ודאי שהוא לא מרגיש גם כן.
The surrounding light, of course he doesn't feel also, but the fact that he says that I have no connection with what we're studying, that's already a good attitude towards it. I mean, he's not a mystic who's thinking that now somehow with his hands and feet he'll sit in a lotus posture and somehow the light's going to come from somewhere and influence him and he'll be in the nirvana of Atzilut. He doesn't have those imaginations. He knows he's not in it, and in order to bring himself closer to this, we need an upper force, which is called the surrounding light, the Or Makif, or the reforming light, which awaken us through certain actions. And it, we can awaken. Okay? So we need to think about that, and only about that. Of course, Ari Chanpin and all these parts of film that are being talked about, it's nice and good, but I need specifically, and most importantly, to constantly feel that I'm not in them and I must have the reforming light.
But that approach that I must have the reforming light, I'm using your words...
אבל הגישה הזאת שאני חייב את המור מחזיר למוטב, זה אני משתמש
במילים
שלך. אני חוזר עליהם בראש, המילים האלה שאתה אומר שאני חייב את המור מחזיר
למוטב.
אני לא יודע אם זה
קיים. חכה, חכה, חכה.
Wait, slowly. Without getting there. You're still young, you'll get older and you'll get used to this. Calm down. For the time being, that's true also. He doesn't even feel that too. Yeah, right? So what? Everyone starts from zero. Yes, and that's how it is in every single degree. It starts from zero. Well, continue with your claims. Okay, it's your guest, so I'm going to stand you today.
Okay, so it boils down to I'm sitting here and just focusing and imagining that some reforming light is fixing me, is changing me, and it frustrates me. I'm constantly doing this.
אז בסופו של דבר מסתכם לזה שאני יושב פה ומדמיין לעצמי שאיזשהו מאור מחזיר למוטב משפיע עליי, אבל זה מתסכל אותי באופן מוחלט.
It's not practical to me.
כי זה לא מעשי בשבילי.
It's very practical. You're being told what to do in order to awaken the reforming light in a practical way. They're told you how to do to work in the group and dissemination and connection between friends, to approach and receive the mutual guarantee, and in it you will attain what is written in the study of Ten Sefirot. Everything is told to you. Why are you saying that this is frustration? It reminds me a young Iran Shiovitz, meaning our Iran, but when he was a few years ago. Like that also. Well?
It's frustrating on my behalf because I have to believe that this is working. Like I have to believe blindly that this is something that's happening. Like I from my approach.
אתה תסכל מהצד שלי, כן, אני צריך להאמין בצורה עיוורת.
ודאי, ודאי, זה נקרא אמונת חכמים.
Of course you have to believe. This is called the faith in sages and wise people. Hey, you could just say, hey, this guy's talking nonsense. Look at him. I'm just going from here. Well, there's nothing I can do about that. You can go. Do you want me to open something for you right now from the heavens? That's forbidden. I can't do what the Creator does. He did the concealment. I can't work against the concealment. Because in doing so, I break the major law. The whole creation is concealment. Concealing from Him. And I will cancel out the creation and then you will advance according to your ego. You have no choice but rather to believe in the faith in the sages and the wise people, and by the friends, if you lower yourself a little bit towards them and don't feel yourself as smart and wise and big, then you will get the strength and the forces to advance. And if not, if you don't do that, then the blows will come and they will help you to receive the forces for advancement. We will make sure that you will have you will have it quickly. For the time being, we'll move to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
הכל חוזר להתחלה אתה מרשיע את כולם מתוך לבך עולה תפילה כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו עכשיו הזמן שנחזור אתה בוחר להתפטר כלפי החברים שלך בעזרתם להינצל הם העתיד הטוב שלך כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו עכשיו הזמן שלנו עכשיו הזמן שלנו עכשיו הזמן שנחזור